Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
We have a wonderful testimony in the house today. God is doing powerful things. Help me welcome our brother Nana Kojo to share his testimony with us. Wow, let's give it up for him. Let's encourage him. Amen. Could you kindly introduce yourself to us?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Nana Kojo from the Kenya constituency. Photography
Basel. Wow. Nana Kojo, tell us what God has done for you.
I think around March, we had a program, AOEC. And we had a powerful man of God, Reverend Kojo Bempa. Yeah. So he asked us to sow a seed. He started from. Yes. So I was waiting for him. I knew what I had, so I was just waiting for him. Sitting down with faith. So he was like, those with 50 CDs and below, you should also come for the envelope.
So that was your time to shine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when he said, I didn't even think of it. I've not made my mind that. So I just stood up.
Okay.
And I came for the envelope, and he gave us Annie to take in. Yeah. Right. And he said, anyone that takes this honey and sows a seed here will never lack, like, to the end of the same, sorry. Okay. 2 days after that, I was sleeping, like, early in the morning, and I had a missed call from my father.
Wow.
Asking me that, do I have money?
And hey!
it was just shocking. Then he sent me money.
Does your father usually ask you if you have money?
Unless, he doesn't call me, unless, like, I call him.
Hey, ask him money. You have to call him before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was asked, when I saw the message, I even asked my mom, I was like, hey, what have I done? So then he asked me about my, I said, oh, nah. Then he sends me money. Then I think the following week, he called again. He asked again. He was just sending money, like, it was just coming.
After sowing the seed, your father was now the one chasing you to give you money.
Yes.
Wow.
It was just coming. And I never liked to the end of the same, like,
wow.
Just so, I don't
know. Yeah. It seems you don't understand this testimony. He sowed a seed, and from that time, his pocket has never been dry. His wallet's always full. Amen. Nana Kojo, what do you want to tell the church?
All I want to tell them is that there's power in this house.
Yeah. Wow, there's power here.
Yeah, and they should take every program that Mommy organizes for us very serious, because she brings very anointed men of God.
Oh, yes.
I have a testimony, so I think everyone here also have a testimony.
Wow. Let's
give it up for the Lord. Have faith when sowing their seeds. Don't think about it, no matter the amount.
Amen. Have faith when you are sowing your seed, no matter how small it is. Church, it's time for the most important part of the service. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And even as you are about to hear the word of God, I believe we are receiving light for our lives. Church, kindly stand to your feet. Help me welcome our pastor, our mother, and personal person, E.S. Joy Felipe Bruce.
Words cannot. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful indeed. Words cannot explain how great you are. You've shown us over and over and over and over again that you are great. And we want to magnify you this morning and thank you for all that we've gone through and all that we've seen and all that we've done. We're grateful because you have caused it to come to pass. Today, as your word comes, I pray that you will speak a word to us, that we will be blessed and that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to be sharing the word of God this morning, but before we do that, I just want us to take a couple of announcements. Are you ready? Beautiful. As you know, this Sunday, we're going to be here to listen to the choir. As a lovely Diamond concert is coming on. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's an absolute crime not to be here, not to come, and it's an absolute crime not to come with somebody. Are you here? Yeah, the children of perdition are more excited about their programs than the Christians. It's true. Was campus not jamming yesterday night? And you think that is God who was being glorified? Of course not. Yeah. And yet people are enthusiastic about it. Ask your neighbor, are you going to be here tonight? And tell your neighbor, don't give us excuses. We don't like foolish excuses. No, don't give us excuses. And tell your neighbor that I'll be looking out for you. You also look out for me. Amen. I believe last year we really enjoyed it. So we are looking forward to a very good night tonight. Amen. And then this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a special meeting coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. A special visit with a man called Bishop Jesse Saki. Now, I have invited this man purposely for one reason only. He's a man of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Are you there? Are you not tired of walking in your own skin? When you can walk in the supernatural. Me, mom, dear, if I had the opportunity to see my exam question paper before time. Hey! Not the kind of apport that you people have been leaking and sharing, but the one that the Holy Ghost. Hey! You've been learning. You say, learn this one. Learn it again. Was it not last week somebody was talking about how he was about to leave his room? And then he said, something told him. Hey, are you there? Something told him. He just started to think of some slides. So he went back and he went to open the thing. And there. And he gets to the exam. The whole exam was about those few pages. Yeah, that's the power of the Holy Spirit when you ask him. Are you there? So that's on the physical plane. But on the supernatural plane, even more so. Are you there? Yeah. He's a marvelous guide. He's a marvelous guide. One time, somebody had gone to do me. Do you understand? Person had gone to do me. And then it didn't work. Are you in the church? Yeah. And it didn't work because of something that the Holy Spirit said to me. So I had told my husband about it and then I traveled. Are you there? So the guy who did me decided that he was going to my house. So he went to my house, and when he got to my house, the same Holy Spirit told my husband that this is the guy of that doing. Are you in the church? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Because I'm trying to show you that you need to be here. Most of you are waiting for some man of God to come and say something, to impart something, but you don't realize that you can every day walk in a certain dimension of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Those times when we just have a convention. It's just a feast, if I can put it that way. But your everyday, daily one. You see? So my husband opened the door. He had never seen the man before. And the Holy Ghost said to him, this is the guy of that crime. So we saw it. Are you there? The guy waited to see that whatever he has gone to do has borne fruit. I don't know what he was expecting to see, whether I was supposed to go mad or I was supposed to. I don't know what he was expecting. When it didn't bear fruit, I came to work one day and there was a letter on my table. When I opened it, "Dear doctor, I'm sorry for the evil that I've done to you. Have I asked you any question? As far as you know, do you know whether I know about your any?" "I don't know anything. I'm sorry for the evil that I've done towards you. They told me that you are a woman who prays. Pray for me." "Are you in the church?" "Ah, so when you go, you see, when you go and do those things and it doesn't work, Charlie, it can bounce back." "Yeah." "Are you in the church?" "So you need to learn about the Holy Spirit. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. For every stage of your life, you're about to go and marry yourself to the wrong, but then the Holy Ghost, hey, he'll come by you and say, 'This is not it.' Or you're about to say no and say, 'Hey, say yes.'" It's also possible. Yeah, it's also possible. Hallelujah. No, so you don't want to miss these 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Fantastic man of God. You will testify when we are done. You will testify. Hallelujah. You will testify yourself. You will testify. Amen. All right. So that is on Tuesday and Wednesday. And remember, I also gave you the date for our stage play, which comes off on the 1st of August. So just keep these dates. Is that all right? Just keep them. So that even like 1st of August, you'd have started really learning and you decide that, "Let me learn the whole week. Then I go and release tension." Beautiful. Well, today I'm going to be talking to you about something we've not spoken of for a while in this service, but which is very important. We spoke about the hidden man, and you know that man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the body. Now, one of the things I have to share with you, because if you remember, we talked about the fact that your spirit has to be strong. And film stars, thank you for that simple but very straightforward reminder. Yeah, simple but very, very straightforward reminder of what we had been talking about. And you were telling the person that the person's spirit is weak. Are you there? And that is why this morning's message is very important. And I'm going to be sharing with you about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Now, there are a number of categories of people here in this church. There are people who do not speak in tongues. That's one group. Now, there are others who speak in tongues, but they don't know why. And they can't tell anybody about it. They don't know why they speak in tongues. They cannot defend it. They believe it, but they cannot defend it. You need to understand the things you do, and you need to be able to defend it from the Word of God. Are you here? Yeah. Yesterday, I saw a post by an orangu, and the orangu said that it is not Christian to mark and avoid the teaching. Said something about it is not Christian to teach on marking and avoiding people. But it's a scripture. So I just found the scripture and posted it there. If you want to quarrel with the Bible. Because the Bible says you should mark them and avoid those who cause strife within the house. Mark them and avoid them. It's in the tool is there, right there. But when you are an orangu, you want to say that it's not like that. Please, are you seeing the scripture? "I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses." So locate them, contrary to the doctrine that I have, and avoid them. Mark and avoid. So if you are there, you need to know that it's a scripture. Are you following? So if you are here, you speak in tongues, you need to know what the Bible says about it. You probably have heard the scriptures, which is why, and you believe, that's why you speak in tongues. But you yourself cannot defend it from the scriptures. And then we have the third group in church who speak in tongues and who also know a few scriptures and for whom this is just revision. It's all good. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So in the first group, I said what? If I, maybe there are two groups, because among those who don't speak in tongues, there are some who desire, but somehow it hasn't happened yet. And there are some who, no, at all. It's not where I want to go. Then you have those who speak in tongues but can't defend it from the Bible. And then you have those who speak in tongues and they understand what the Bible says and they can find it. And we want to come onto the same page where we know what the Bible says and we begin to understand why we must speak in tongues. What is all that shabalabalaba? What's that? And why? Why? Is it a good idea? So let us just go straight into the scriptures. And if you don't like scriptures, you are welcome to relocate. We will not stop reading scripture. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Yesterday, I was having a meeting with the final years. One of the things I told them is that you must make a decision that the Bible is the most important book in your life as you are leaving school. Yeah, you must have something to guide you, I tell you. Even the law of the land, much of it is based on the Bible, not just here, even in unbelieving countries. Now, the scripture says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. This is the promise that Jesus was giving to his disciples, and he told them that they should wait. Are you there? Can we see verse 7? Can I see verse 7? Okay, no. You know. But he asked them to wait in Jerusalem. Wait there. You see. Be there. Don't go until, you see. Okay, thank you. Being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. Are you getting it? And then he now told them what would happen when the Holy Spirit comes. Now, in Acts chapter 2, just the next chapter, we now hear what happened. And in Acts chapter 2, reading from verse 1, we hear that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Remember, they were obeying him. They were still staying together. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This was the welcoming. This was the appearing of the Holy Spirit now given to all men. Until this point, the Holy Spirit had only been coming. The Spirit would come upon a prophet. He would speak. The whole Old Testament is like that. And then he would go. Are you there? But it was this episode that now happened. That after Jesus had paid the price, we now all had access to the Holy Spirit. And he announced himself as he came in as a mighty rushing wind and as a sign of fire on each person. And the people began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Are you seeing it or you cannot see it? Now, in several places in the book of Acts, after this, you see, because there are some people who come and say that, oh, after he came, it was just once, it has passed. It didn't happen again. So let's go on in the scriptures. We are staying with the scriptures. Tell anybody we are staying in the scriptures. So I want to show you a number of things. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. Now, you want to learn about the Holy Spirit, Acts 8, Acts 9, Acts 10, you begin to see. Sometimes I have often wondered if the Acts of the Apostles should not have been called the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Acts chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Acts 8, 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was offered. He offered them money. Now, what had happened was that they were moving around. They had gotten to a place and they laid hands on some people. Now, Simon was a sorcerer. Are you there? He was a sorcerer. So, sorcerers are people who they like power, isn't it? And they want a hand. And so, he wanted that power that they were seeing, that power that was that they seem to have. Because when they laid hands, what you see, the Bible says they laid hands. It doesn't say that they spoke in tongues. But they said he saw. So he saw something. What was that something? We have read that when the Holy Spirit came, the people began to speak in tongues. He saw something. So our assumption is that he heard them speaking in tongues. But we don't need to stay with the assumption. Let us continue to look through and go to the next scripture. In Acts chapter 9, we see Saul who becomes Paul. And when he became Paul, you remember that he had the Damascus experience. He saw a light. Do you remember that story? He saw a light, and then he couldn't open his eyes. And he said, what should I do? He heard the Lord speaking. This is his conversion experience. And the Lord told him, go and wait. So he goes to wait, and the story continues in verse 17. Ananias went his way. Jesus, the Lord had appeared to him, and he was now going to see Saul. He went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, he says, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you there? Here again, it doesn't say anything about tongues. But in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 18, Paul is speaking and he says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than all of you. Are you there? So he was a tongue speaker. We hear in them that the scripture says he received the Holy Ghost. How do we know? So I thank God. I speak in tongues more than all of you. I speak in tongues more than all of you. Are you there? I'm taking my time. I'm giving you scripture after scripture. If you were wise, you would have been noting down the addresses of those scriptures. Yes. This generation, you don't take notes. Brother, what notes are you writing? Nothing. You're holding your phone for nothing. Acts chapter 10. I hear you. The church has become tenuous. Acts chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 44. This is the fantastic conversion of a whole house, the house of Cornelius. When Peter had been sent to them, are you there? These are the people who Cornelius wanted to know God. And the Bible says that his alms and his prayers had come like a memorial. Those of you who, when you give your offering, you don't know that God is looking, and it becomes a memorial unto you. When you are a stingy palingi, it is recorded. There's a memorial there that a stingy palingi exists here. This is what the person does. But when you are also a giver, this man, he wasn't even yet born again, and he was giving. And the Bible says that his alms were remembered. May the Lord remember your alms. Yes. Now, this guy wanted to know God. And so the Lord, he did a lot of things to get Peter to go there. Because this is when Peter now fell asleep and he had a dream and he saw a net with a whole lot of creatures. This is when the Lord showed him that you can't call anything unclean. I made them. And it was his way of telling him that it's time to go and preach to the Gentiles. Because this man was not a Jew. And Peter goes and he's preaching to them. And in verse 44, it says that while Peter yet spake these words, that he'd not even finished. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know that the gift of the Holy Ghost had been poured out? Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify. Are you seeing it or you are not seeing it? Are you there? Yeah. So they heard him speaking in tongues. And you know, it's very important to speak in tongues. We'll get to that. Is it possible to be a Christian and not have the Holy Ghost or not speak in tongues? Fully possible. Acts chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 1. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions until he reached Ephesus on the coast, where he found several believers. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them. So do you see that they are believers? Okay. No, they replied. We haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Then what baptism did you experience? He asked. And they replied, the baptism of John. So now he begins to explain. Verse 4, continue. Paul said, John's baptism called for repentance from sin. But John himself told the people to believe in the one who would come later, meaning Jesus. As soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. Are you seeing it? they spoke in other tongues. We are not dealing with the prophecy this morning. We are dealing with the tongues. Amen. If you like, you can see tongues as the gateway into the supernatural. It's the most basic. It's the most basic. You want to experience the supernatural, speaking in tongues is like the class one. It's like the kindergarten. It's like the beginning of it all. Can you see it from the scriptures that tongues is in the Bible? Hello? Those to my right, I think you have taken leave. You can see or you cannot see as we are reading the scriptures. Okay. Amen. And so you can see that after Jesus, that's just as he said, the Holy Spirit came on people. And as the Holy Spirit came, the sign was that they spoke in tongues. And if you are here, you don't speak in tongues. You must desire to speak in tongues and you must continue to pursue it. For most of us, as you believe and hands are laid on you, you start to speak in tongues. Are you there? But for some of you, you have not yet. And one of the reasons is because your mind keeps getting in the way. And that's why you need the scriptures, because you need to go over and over to get your mind out of the way. This is not a mind matter. This is spirit to spirit. Are we understanding what I'm saying? This is spirit to spirit. I remember hearing how our prophet, how he began to speak in tongues. He was the person. In those days, not everybody understood. It was now that people were beginning to re-understand these scriptures. So the Holy Spirit was making a sort of re-entrance into the body of Christ in Ghana. And there were people who could teach it and help us to understand. And he had gone to call such a person to come and speak in his fellowship. And the guy came and he explained things. And when he was done, he prayed for people. And you know, as they were praying, prophet says that he was praying, but he felt that was a very simple prayer. And he felt that, oh, now said this one there, nobody will speak in tongues. Are you there? When he opened his eyes, everybody was speaking in tongues except him. Except him. I said, oh. So in fact, he was very upset. And he was telling God that, but I even went and called the guy. I was even the person who brought him here. Now you have given everybody. And me, you haven't given me. So he was upset. So he followed the person to where the person's church is. I said, you have to pray for me. Oh, it didn't work. Are you there? Now, one of the reasons why it didn't work, his mind kept getting in the way. What do I mean by your mind? You see, you are standing there. A language that is not going through your mind, you are speaking it. You have problems. Or you don't understand. I mean, how can this be a language? What's that? What does it mean? Huh? Where is it coming from? What if it is of the devil? Hey, what is happening? You see, so if your mind keeps getting in the way, it can delay. But one day, when he was just praying, lying on his bed, and he was just talking to the Lord and just praying, suddenly he found that a certain language, something had taken over, and he began to flow. And he said, look, now that I won't stop praying. Hey, 1 hour passed, he was still on it. 2 hours passed, he was still on it. 3 hours passed, he was still on it. He said, hey, I won't stop for fear that if I stop, it will go. I thought by this time you'd be clapping. He has received. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so it's so important for us to understand. Amen. So let us continue. We're just looking at scripture. So. Ah, la, 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 la. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians 13:1. This scripture talks about love, but the first verse is so, what should I say, descriptive. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I'm reading this scripture for you to know that as you are speaking in tongues, your tongues can be the tongues of men. In other words, it's the language spoken on earth. And there are people who have shared instances where they spoke in tongues and somebody understood. In fact, the first time we see this happening is right in Acts chapter 2, Because when they began to speak in tongues, the Bible says that the crowd, you see, when the whole thing happened and they were shouting and the wind came and the speaking, people gathered because they were like, hey, what's going on? They heard something. Are you with me? Now, the Bible says that they began to hear these people. It says, they all were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, are not all these which speak Galileans? Are they not all Achaeans? Are they not all Aries? You see, because why? They heard them speaking something else. Verse 8, let's see what verse 8 says. How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? The people were, maybe, look, let's, please, let's do English that people can understand. Niger, somewhere in Niamano. Some people there, their English weren't good at the time. Okay. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee. And yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. So the people, as they spoke in tongues, as the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in tongues, there were some people there. They said, my Russian that I speak, I'm hearing somebody speak Russian, but this person, he's from Ghana. Where did he learn Russian from? And even in today's day and age of our Lord, there are instances when people have, people have spoken in tongues and somebody has understood. Yes, somebody has understood. They didn't know that somebody around them was understanding. Are you with me? That's a tongue of men. Now, when this person is speaking, or when you are speaking in tongues and nobody understands or can identify that language, that is probably a tongue of angels. Because the scripture says there are tongues of men and there are tongues of angels. Are you here or you have traveled? Is understanding coming or understanding is not coming? You see. Now, the reason why does the Lord give us tongues? Why does he give us tongues? Can we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14? The first reason why he gives us tongues, you see, you need to understand supernatural things, and you need to understand that things that we see are not the things controlling what is happening. It's the things we do not see that are in control. Let us read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. I think we should read it in the NLT to make it clear. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. In other words, what we now see comes from what we do not see. And so, as you are speaking in tongues, you are saying things that you are operating in a realm. Am I talking to somebody? You are operating in a realm. What is that realm? The realm of what is not seen. The realm of what is not seen. And that is why, as you speak in tongues in places, often, a certain something. Are you there? The next time you are afraid, start speaking in tongues. Yeah. You'll discover that you gain control of the area. Because the things that are not seen are in control. Am I talking to somebody? Many years ago, I came to Kumasi from Tamale with seven ladies, and we had come for a meeting. Prophet's wife was coming to have a meeting here in Kumasi, and we said, Charlie, we will not be left out. So we came, and we had a good weekend. Now, when we finished everything, it was Sunday, and all of us had to get back to Tamale. When we sat in the car, I was just looking forward to getting out of Kumasi, and I was going to doze. How many of you, sometimes you doze when you're on the road? The rest of you, either you are dead or you are, I don't even understand. I said, how many of us, we doze when we are on the road? Thank you very much. Some of you are doing like you don't sit on the road or you are weak. Anyway, because we are, you see, you can imagine women that we are coming together from different places and we have not seen ourselves. You can be sure that we didn't sleep much. We arrived on Friday. The meeting began on Friday. We are awake. Went to sleep at dawn. Saturday, there was a program. We finished the same repeat. So by Sunday after church, it's like, Charlie, man is feeling strippy. We sat in the car and we started to drive. But as soon as we began to drive, my friend, the Holy Ghost, he arrived and he said, girl, pray. I said, the Holy Ghost, you don't mean it. I said, I do mean it. You ain't sleeping, no sleep. So, as everybody but the driver and me, we were the only two people awake. And I used to trek a lot. So as for praying there, I knew how to pray when I'm sitting there. So I was just sitting there. You see, you don't always have to be shouting. That's where you shout. But you can also, you are not disturbing anybody. So I wasn't disturbing anybody. Yeah, he was praying. I was hoping that after 5 minutes, he released me to sleep. 1 hour into the journey, he didn't release me to sleep. 2 hours into the journey, he didn't release me to sleep. 3 hours into the journey, I said, what is that? That Charlie, I knew that, just keep praying. So I kept praying. I kept praying. And we were going. At that time, I had asked one of the drivers from my workplace to drive us, a Muslim guy. So we kept going. We were a few kilometers from Kintampo when we heard a sound. Boom. Before we could wonder what was going on, we saw people pointing at something. There was our tire passing us on the road. We were going downhill, so the car was gaining speed. And the tire was passing. Are you there or you're not there? Finally, we ground to a halt. And as for Ghana, dear, look, people are nice. You see, as they had seen the thing happen, the children had run, collected the bolts and things. So as we stopped, somebody had even caught our tie, brought it back, whatever it is. There were no mobile phones, by the way. And the next 3 hours, we were there. And finally, with the help of some tractor drivers, things, this and that, we managed to refix our tie. And we continued. And we finally got home after about 9 hours on the road. Because by this time, the driver said, let me crawl. I don't know what took that tire off. So we crawled all the way. As we turned into my house gate, then the driver turned to me and he said, madam, a car traveling at 140 kilometers per hour, losing its tire and not turning over. Something. I understood the prayer. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. You see, nowadays, all of us who have had a certain revelation on the road, we don't do 140. But at that time, we didn't have that revelation. So, Charlie, we're cruising. You see, there are some speeds at which if you are cruising at that speed and something happens, you are dead. I have to say it for those of you who like speed, like me. You are cruising, 150. You blow out a tire, you are gone. Just say, Lord, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Yeah. You see, suddenly I understood that prayer. Are you with me? Suddenly I understood that prayer. Suddenly I understood that the prayer was working a work in the supernatural realm. The tire did come off, but it didn't do us anything apart from wasting some time. I am, however, reminded of another story told by prophet. He went to preach in, I think it was Botswana, and a lady told him about how she, her husband, and her family were driving down a motorway, and she saw a black figure come and sit on her husband, take hold of the steering wheel, and turn it, and they crashed into the car that was passing. They are supernatural things. And as you lift up your voice and you are praying in tongues, you are sorting it out, and you are saying that the things that are not seen are the ones that are determining what is seen. I hope you are here. I'm telling you why you must speak in tongues. Because some of you know more than God. Ask your neighbor, are you one of those who knows more than God? No, first, ask your neighbor, do you speak in tongues? Speak in tongues and let me hear. Speak in tongues and let me hear. Why you want to say, well, you're a wise man. I'm not knowing. He said, yeah. Oh, what a bafi. Now, what's the second reason why you speak in tongues? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to read from verse 2 to verse 5. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. So the first part of verse 1, you see that you are speaking mysteries. You see, when you were speaking the tongues, and it was taking control of some supernatural occurrence. Now, the second reason why you must speak in tongues is that as you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. Let's see whether the Amplified will help us with the understanding of that word edify, because Jama, some of us, our English weren't good at the time. Oh, it doesn't even explain edified. But you can look it up in the dictionary, and the first description it will give you, it will tell you, build up. Build up. Are you there? That to speak in tongues, you build up yourself. Are you there? Speaking in tongues builds you up spiritually. Many of your skalangbain spirits would have had more flesh on them if you had been speaking in tongues. What it does is to build your spirit up. It builds you up. Am I talking to somebody in the church this morning? Pastor, I'm trying to stop masturbating, but it keeps up. You see, you have not been speaking in tongues much. If you had been speaking in tongues, you'd have been edifying yourself. You'd have been building up yourself. You'd have been strengthening yourself. One day, you'd have been strong enough to boot it down. Yeah, the way you are quiet this morning, I don't even know if I should continue talking to you. I should just close. So you can see it like a battery. In this life, as we communicate with people and we go about our daily affairs, we become discharged spiritually. That's why when you read in the book of Acts, you see that they were being filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. Because even when you preach this one, you understand what I'm saying. So you realize that you are depleted. So as you speak in tongues, you will realize that, Charlie, what is coming? You are building up your spirit. You are charged. Ask your neighbor, how charged are you this morning? Some of you, the last time you prayed in tongues, it was last week. Your battery is dead. Your battery is completely dead. We are trying to spark the car. It's not sparking. It's not sparking. Am I talking to somebody this morning? That's why you should speak in tongues all the time. It will stop you from doing a lot of nonsense. Yeah. The Bible says we should pray at all times. You can only do that if you speak in tongues. People keep laughing at me when I'm sitting on my own. I'm praying in tongues. In fact, sometimes I didn't realize that I'm still praying in tongues as you are sitting there. So you are sitting there, you are telling me something, and I'm still on my own. I don't know about you, but some of us, we need to recharge our battery. We need to recharge our battery often, you see. And if you did, you'd be building yourself up. Small, small things will no longer be worrying you. Up until now, you are still getting erections over here. That's it. Happy please, guy. Why? You don't like it when we say such things. I'm sorry, but here, there, we say it like it is. I will try and look for another way to say it, but right now, there, that's where I found to say it. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. How many times have you not tried to stop something and it's not stopping? You see, one of the things is that you need to recharge and keep charging up that spirit. You need to build yourself up like a battery. Are you there? You need to keep on. Yeah. if you are a Christian, every day when you wake up, at least 1 hour solid thanks. Solid. Solid thanks. And I'll explain why. By giving you point number 3. We must speak in tongues because according to the Bible, we do not know what to pray for as we ought. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. We don't know. Do you know what's going to happen tonight? We don't know. So since we don't know, we can't know what to pray for. If you knew, you would know what to pray for. And look, everybody who has an accident on the road is very surprised. Even when they drive like a fool. Everybody, they are driving, they don't believe that there will be a crash. Even when they are overtaking in a cab, they don't believe. Look, I'm telling you that they'll be very surprised. Hello? Who has fallen down before you were surprised? You are surprised to find yourself. Yeah, you did not know. So clearly, there are so many things we don't know. And that's why this scripture is telling us that we don't know what to pray for as we ought. Sometimes what you are even asking for, that's not it. That's not it. You are saying, Lord, give me a gun. Give me a gun. Have you seen a child before? The child wants a knife. The child wants a knife. And the child is crying, give me the knife. Sometimes that's how we are. You see, you the adult, you know that if you give the knife to the child, trouble. But the child is crying because I want the knife. And at times, what we are asking God for is like a knife. If we got the thing you are asking, it will spoil your life. And God says, I won't give it to you. I won't give it to you. But you are there, you are praying, you are talking. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. I have watched spiritual brothers marry women. I've wondered that. What's working here? What is working here? Everybody can see the red flag. Everybody can see the reason number 1, 2, 3, 4 why he shouldn't marry her. He can see. Can't see. How many of you also have a lady friend who is moving somebody? You see, you have tried to. She can't see you. Thank you for the 2 hours, Ali. She cannot see. I'm telling you. You are even trying to explain. With diagrams. She's angry with you. She goes, boy, that you are trying to spoil her happiness. Oh. Yeah. She really cannot see. That is why the tongues praying is important. Are you getting me? Because if that person was praying in tongues, she will see. One time, one of my friends, lovely woman of God, she had a large church in town. But she wasn't married. And the truth is that it's in the Bible that we are cursed to desire a husband. So even though she was in her 40s and all that, the desire to marry was still there. Then she met a certain brider. Certain brider. She used to go every year to visit her siblings in a certain country. And that was where she met this guy. So initially, we, her friends, you see, all of us were married. So when she came and told us about the guy, initially we were happy for her that, oh, she has seen somebody. But after a while, we began to be concerned about a number of things. Let me tell you what we're concerned about. Now, this is a bona fide woman of God. Are you there? With her own church. I mean, her own branch. She's preaching a large branch, everything. Now, you found a guy. We have no evidence that the guy even goes to church. When you are visiting, in fact, the churches in that area used to wait for her to come. And when she comes, then this one have a convention, ask her to come. This one have the, do you get me? So he never went with her to any of these meetings. So we'll call our colleague out there. So Charlie, have you met this guy? Everybody said, no. Do you know him? Everybody said, hey, what's going on? But our friend was, I'm in love, Charlie. And we, the friends, we were worried. We were also worried that we cannot talk because, you see, we are all married with children. If we talk, it's like, you people, you don't understand. You know, and you don't know the man. And so what did we do? We decided, Kandalabama, Mekataraba Sundere. So one of the visits, as she was going, we now lifted a prayer. But we did not know what to pray for as we ought. Should we pray that they should marry quickly? Should we pray that they will separate? Should we pray that it will go well? Should we pray? What should we pray for? I mean, what are you going to pray for? Hey, we just prayed in tongues. That's all. I thought you'd be giving me prayer topics. Have you seen that you don't have any prayer topic to give me? So we just prayed. The holiday was over and she returned. And we said, Charlie, so how? What's going on? She said, hey, people, I broke it up. We said, oh, why? Then she burst us a story. Son, the guy had problems up there. She didn't know. It had never shown itself. Then she said one day they were driving down the highway. A U.S. highway. A highway. And then somebody crossed him, which happens often. And it's very annoying. Usually, if you're not correct, I mean, you might just insult the person and then, hey! The guy got furious. Then he put his foot on the accelerator. Hey! So she began to say she was afraid. Hey, before she was aware, tears started falling. The guy said, look, he had a complete meltdown. She said she was afraid that she's going to die on an U.S. highway. Hey. All because somebody crossed him over. Eventually, she was able to manage to get him to stop on that side. Hey, for this guy to calm down.
I'm out of here. I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know the person. Maybe that was the point. She suddenly realized that what I think I know, I don't know. I don't know. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because as you are there, you have not met any family member. You have not met any friend. What does it mean? You see, we know not what to pray for as we ought. You wake up in the morning, something is in front of you. Pray in tongues. You're going to stand in the line for a visa. Pray in tongues. Instead of listening to the questions they are giving other people, which is not your question. Pray in tongues, you apocryphals who are always stealing our Paul. Pray in what? Tongues. Let me tell you something, eh? You can listen to all the questions they are asking. The only thing that will catch you is fear. That's the only thing. I was standing in line one time. I was going for a U.S. visa. There was a couple, two ahead of me. Older couple. You can see they're just going to visit their children. Couldn't speak English, so they had an interpreter. I was so sure that they would get it. Because old people like this, what the hell would they do? Or you don't understand what I'm saying. What the hell would they do? If even they decide not to come back, they'll die soon. And check. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Usually, when they are old like that, people don't hassle. Oh, there's one to die. Who agree? But me, I've just been praying in tongues. Then there was another woman in front of me. The woman in front of me, to me, she seemed to have even less evidence as she was standing with her child than, you know, they asked her a question she couldn't answer. She got the visa. She had an interesting case. Are you there? And she said that the year before, her older son had gone to the U.S. and he was in school. And her husband is a businessman who goes and comes. What business does your husband do? She couldn't answer. You see. Then she said, but when the boy was there, he died. And she couldn't go, so they buried him. In the 1 year, he gave the date. So she and the younger son, they want to go. Her husband is over there. They want to go so that they will bury him. I mean, to me, there are many things you have to verify in this case. Is it true that the person is dead? Oh! They took the passport and just go chat to her and go and come at 4 o'clock. You don't know her prayers. Are you in the house? Instead of going to look for a poor, instead of cheating, instead of getting God out of your lane, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Are you understanding? 3 reasons why you should pray in tongues. First one, Charlie, the things that are in the spiritual realm are more real. So you are speaking mysteries into that realm. Reason number 2 was what? What? Edify yourself. Ask your neighbor, when last did you speak in tongues for a long time? When last? When last did you speak in tongues? Some of you, 5 minutes, pay more bread. And some of you, you don't like your tongues. You say that, oh, my tongues, now nah, I don't even know if it's tongues. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. That is this even tongues? Look at it. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Listen, as you are speaking your tongues and it sounds like you are repeating yourself, stammering lips. Stammering is like ma, over and over again. And you are speaking your tongues and it sounds like ma, what is that? Stop asking yourself what is that and continue the ma. You don't know what it is saying. Because God, for some reason, himself decides. He says you speak with stammering lips. So you are speaking something, stammering lips. It's not up to you to determine what it means. Hallelujah. Are you there? And the third reason is because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. Until you speak in tongues, there's a certain length of prayer you'll not be able to do. Most of you don't speak in tongues. When we are doing our 36 hours prayer, you don't even feature. Because you realize that, Charlie, I cannot manage. When you speak in tongues, the Bible says that your mind is not part. Your mind is not engaged. That's why sometimes you can use your mind to even read while you're praying in tongues. You can be doing something while you are praying in tongues because the mind does not engage. And that's why you can continue for a long time. Anything that the mind will do, it will do it for just a short time. Can't continue for long. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? Are you understanding something about speaking in tongues? Are you going to desire to speak in tongues? Are you going to speak in tongues? Or are you going to speak in tongues? Beautiful. And you know, from time to time in this church, we just have Holy Ghost baptism sessions, and we just pray for everybody. Sometimes at the end of a service, other times we have a team that comes around and ask anybody who wants to be prayed for, put your name down, and they just have a prayer time, and they pray for you, and it is done. Are you in the church? I want you to speak in tongues. Make sure that you speak in tongues. Hallelujah. I said, make sure that what? You speak in tongues. It's for your own defense and for your own self. I want you to stand to your feet. Now, let me just say something here. This morning, I've taken note of 1, 2, 3 of you on your phones. The next time you want to come to church and read your phone, don't come. At least don't come here. You can sit on your bed and read your phone there. Here, we are speaking scriptures. If I ask you right now, give me one scripture. You can't give me. And this today, we have really read scriptures. Are you there? We have really read scriptures. When you are sitting in church, you are on your phone, you are texting, you are sending a WhatsApp, you are watching your page, you are doing whatever, an evil spirit is dealing with you. No, it's true. You see, Satan is, he has planned to take you out. He has planned to bomb you out. And he starts in different ways. And one of the ways, you are not able to hear the word of God. And that's why you are bored. And that's why you are on your phone. And that's why you are doing something you should not be doing. The rest of the day, is it not? The rest of the day is enough for you. The rest of the day, we are almost done. Or in 30 minutes, we are out of here. Is the rest of the day not there for you to be scrolling? So why will you use the 45 minutes, 1 hour we use for word of God? You should know that an evil spirit has targeted you. I'm giving you advice, free advice. Free. When you sit down, you hear word of God, you start to sleep. It's not natural sleep. He's taking you out. And it will usually happen over the word you need. The word you don't need, you'll be awake with your eye open. The one you need to help you, that's the one. Sleepiness. Sleep. As soon as that point is passed, you wake up. Yeah. So you have to learn. When you are in the church and you start to feel sleepy, what should you do? Shandala baba kutareyama sanda. Mishadadaba sandala babereyanda. Rakarabada. Now, do you think sometimes when I'm sitting here, I don't feel sleepy? When we have meetings, when you close, you go home and you sleep. We are hosting the person. When we are done, we'll go upstairs. We'll be there. Sometimes we'll leave here, 1 a.m. When we leave here to go home, we are continuing in the house. By the time we go to bed, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And the next day is continuing. So as I'm sitting here in the meeting, occasionally, I realize that, hey, tiredness wants to come. I sit there. After just some 4 or 5 minutes, hey, spirit has told body, listen, don't do your nonsense over here. Don't do your nonsense over here. And we continue and we are moving on. Amen. From today, I want you to speak in tongues. When you get up in the morning, speak in tongues. Keep it going for a solid hour. One solid hour. Are you here? Why 1 hour? When Jesus was praying in the garden, he asked his people, his disciples, you be here, I'm going to pray. When he came back, what did he say? Could you not pray for 1 hour? So it's almost like the smallest denomination of prayer is 1 hour. Turn to your neighbor and say. Yeah. This morning, I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to just pray for in tongues. 5 minutes. Lift up your voice and start praying. Lift up your voice. Oh, but what's the topic? I said, we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice, begin to pray as if you are a believer. However your tongue is, pray it. I see many of you at the back. You cannot pray. That's why you are late to church. Because you didn't want to come to church.
And the breeze go boy and a mo and the breeze kapaya. Run the breeze shabalabashim to mama. Run the breeze kapaya labashabanabashim to mama. Hey, Anama Shatunomo and the breeze kapaya.
Ashes, I don't know what you are doing at the door. Ray Kapatana mo and
the breeze kapataya. Hey, Anama Shabalabashim to mama. Ray Kobalabashabalabashim in the area. And the breeze. Hey, man, the breeze of Alabashu. Oh, man, the breeze of Alabashu. Open your mouth and speak in the language of the Spirit. Hey, Anamasha, Tanamoa. And the breeze, Kapai, Anabasha, Balabalelea. Rako Patinelea. Rako Patanamoa. And the breeze of Kapai, Anabasha. Hey, Anamasha, Tanamoa, Balabashu. Rako Patanamoa. And the breeze of fire, Rama, Rato no more, Raka Paya Labasha, Madaba Shemin in the air, Alaba Shemin in the air, and the breeze of Alabalaba, Roka Paya Namo, and the breeze of Alabalaba in the air, break up a ton of bulls of Alaba, Roka Paya Laba, and the breeze of Manaba. Oh, lift up your voice. Oh, Masha Manama, swimming in the air. Break up by Alaba, Sabalaba, swimming in the air. Break up by Alabalaba, Yanaba, Sabalaba, Sweet of Mamma. Broke up by Alaba, Sabalaba, in the air. Ah, man, the breeze of Manama, rock up by Alaba, break up by Alaba, and the breeze of Manama. Run the breeze of Alaba, run to the moon. And the breeze go papa sabalaba, break up by alabalaba, break up by alabalaba, oh man, the breeze of alabalaba, sabalaba, ayanamalabalaba, shimininia, oh makobalaba, ratola, ayanamasabalaba, lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Don't get tired. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Break up fire, 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 break up f Break up fire, Abba. And the peace of Abba. Break up fire, Abba. Come on, Abba. Women in here. Fire, Abba. Satan in here. Be an Abba. Satan, Abba. And the peace of fire, Abba. Be an Abba. Satan, Abba. And the peace of Abba. Women in here. Be an Abba.
Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit.
Break up fire, Abba.
Hallelujah. You are here today and you don't speak in tongues. I want you to give your name to your pastor, the pastor you are under, or the shepherd you are under, and definitely it's okay. It will be sorted out. It will be sorted out. But you are here today. You have not given your life to Jesus. That's the beginning. You need to give your life to Christ. You need to give your life to Jesus. So you are here. You have not given your life to Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity. Just lift up your right hand.
Tell the person that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. The person should be quiet. Just lift up your hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. Just lift up your hand and let us pray together. You are here. You want to give your life to Jesus. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. Maybe I can't see your hand, but I want you to come to me. The pastor or an usher who's near you will just bring you. We're going to pray together and then we go on. It's the beginning of it all. You need to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you to church, or you've always been in church, but you've not given your life to Jesus. Just come to me this morning. We're going to pray together. Just come to me. Let the pastors and ushers help you. Just come to me. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. This is not where you should manifest any shyness. Just come. It's just a beautiful beginning. Just come. You are here. Your heart is beating. That's you. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. God bless you. Come and join us. God bless you. Anybody, come and join us. Your heart is beating. I'm waiting for you for just 1 minute. Then we pray. Waiting for you for just 1 minute and we're gonna pray. Just come. He's knocking at your door this morning. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anyone stop you. I want you to pray this prayer after me and make it your own, all right? You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for our sister. I pray, oh God, that she will hear from you. May she speak in tongues and may she always be able to have the upper hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.